سورة القدر. Please recite after me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر؟ ليلة القدر خير من 1000 شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم، بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Let us look at the tajweed in ayah number 1. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We start with the hamza, and when we start with the hamza, we want to make sure that we push it, and especially if it is like a two-letter word like inna or idha or ila. So here it is inna. Instead of pushing on noon, saying inna and raising the volume and emphasizing noon, we are going to emphasize alif. Inna. Stretch the mad munfasil 4 counts. Then we have ikhfa on noon. Anzalnahu. So here we just have to focus on the makhraj of letter zai. If I say az, feel the position of the tip of the tongue. It's straight and right in between the upper and lower teeth, right in the middle. So that's where we're going to keep the tip directed when we say the noon sound. Anza. Okay, so we are not really touching the teeth. And it's basically flat. Anzalnahu. And give the ghunna 2 counts for the noon. Anzalnahu fi. Madd tabi'i. Stretch the fa ya 2 counts. Laylatil. Lam has a sukoon. So always we make sure we don't bounce this lam. Laylatil qadr. So how do we say this word? Qaf and dal sukun qadir. Remember that qaf is a heavy letter, dal is not. So for qaf, I'm going to be raising the back of the tongue. For dal, I'm going to be lowering it and straightening the lips. Qadir. Repeat after me. Qadir. Qadir. And then now I have to do a ra with the sukun, which has to be a heavy letter. Qadir. Qadiru. So for the ra, I'm trying to make sure that the tip of the tongue is hitting not right at the gum line of the upper teeth, but away from the gum line, more where the roof of the mouth is like wrinkly and has a ridge. Qadiru. And that makes the ra heavy. Wama. Stretch 4 counts. Adiraka. Alif and dal, ade, soft dal, ade, ra, heavy ra with 2 counts, ade ra ke. So when for ra, we raise the back of the tongue and the front of the tongue, but now I need to lower it for kaf. Otherwise, kaf will become heavy. Ade ra ke. It would not be correct if I said ade ra ka. It's not ka, it's ke, ade. Adiraka. ما ليلة ال and again here we have lam sukun, keep the tongue in place. ليلة القدر. As I explained before, قدر دال should be soft, را should be heavy. I just would like to touch on a few words at the end of the ayahs instead of going through the whole ayah. Like the word in ayah 3 is شهر. ألف شهر. So how do I do this? Ha sukun and ra sukun. Sheen fatha is sha and then the ha is deeper into the chest. Sheh. With a sukun sound. Sheh. Without saying sheh. Sheh. And then the ra has to be heavy. So again, tip of the tongue, pull it upwards to the ridge in the roof of the mouth. شهر شهر. End of ayah 4 we have أمر أمر. So M is alif soft, meme soft, so the lips are straight. But for the ra, again the sukun and pull up the tongue. أمر أمر. And ayah 5 we have mato mato والقلم طا mato لاعل فجر فجر جيم سكون القلم فجر. But remember this is soft when then the ra will be heavy. فجر mato لاعل فجر. We will look at the next surah.